531. The Pacific Health Service in the Hutt Valley is holding a COVID-19 vaccination festival day this Wednesday. To tell us more about this special day to encourage our Pasifika communities to be vaccinated against COVID-19, we have on the line and live on our 531PI Facebook page feed, the CEO of Pacific Health Service, says, Leafionga Yananai Mua Au Ma Lolawe, and thank you so much for making time to have a chat with us this morning.
Aloha, Eti, Fatalofa to your listeners, and thank you for having me on your program.
Our pleasure indeed. Now, tell us first of all, what is the Pacific Health Services in Hutt Valley? How long has it been in existence, and what services do you provide?
Pacific Health Services Hutt Valley was established in the year 2000. So February this year, we celebrated 21 years of service to the Hutt Valley Pacific population. We have a number of contracts, mainly the primary nursing contract, which supports the general practices around the area. We have a well child service, which providing the services for the 0 to 5 children and their families. We also have social services, amongst other services that we've done, like anti-cancer programs, screening, but also community development programs that we assist communities. We have a well-being service that engages with churches, in focusing on overall well-being of families and the community.
How large is our Pasifika community there in the Hutt Valley?
The last stats that we received was around about 12,000 Pacific people living and residing in the Hutt Valley.
Now, for those of us who are listening, who are Pasifika and who live in the Hutt Valley, do we have the option of staying with the doctor or the medical center that we have now and switch to you, or can we stay with our doctor and still access the services, the many services that it sounds like you do?
That's a very good question, Eti. We set up under a completely a different model, and that is we want to support all of the general practices where our people access, and we're offering services or wraparound services that support those families and those individuals. So you don't need to resign or move from your GP. You can still enroll with your GP, but the services that we offer supports those general practices, and it's free, doesn't cost anything. It's a free service that we offer to support those patients, wherever GP, whatever GP that you are enrolled with.
Now, with the COVID-19 vaccination rollout, what has been your sense, or the sense that your staff has had from our community? Is there reluctance out there? Is there keenness out there for our people to be protected? What's the sense that you get?
Anecdotally, there appears to be quite high reluctant rate. People that probably needing more information, people that are sort of needle fear, that this fear of needles, and people that just don't have the confidence about the or receive enough information about the vaccine. But we've also got a high number of people that are ready now that they are saying to us, we are ready, we want to be vaccinated. So what we're doing is focusing on those that are ready now. And we're saying we will facilitate your vaccination. We will make sure that you enjoy the experience. We will provide easy access by offering what could be barriers like transport. We will make sure that when you turn up at the clinic, there will be translated information or there'll be interpreters there to help ease any fear that you have and answer any final questions that you may have. We will make sure that the clinic is culturally appropriate and that you will be comfortable in coming to the clinic and have your first COVID vaccination. Having said that, we'll also be offering a lot of information to try and convince those that are still, we call it sitting on the fence at this point. We want to make sure that they are informed in their decision to vaccinate. And it's really about the safety of our Pacific population that we are focusing on.
Now, often our people, they look up to our leaders, our church leaders, our community leaders. Have you reached out to those leaders so that they can lead in this work you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely, Eti. The Ministers Forum here in the Hutt Valley, the Jewish Ministers Forum, is a really critical partnership. We also work closely with a lot of the churches in the area, especially the Jewish ministers. They are the key contact for us, and they are also what we would rely on to actually share that message with their congregation. But it needs to be a message that is factual. It needs to be messages that are consistent. As you are probably aware, that there's a lot of misinformation as well. So we want to make sure that we work closely together with those leaders in the communities, especially our church ministers and those leaders in the community that are also non-church-based.
And will those church leaders be there on Wednesday?
Yes. And some have already had their vaccination, because not only that we are organising a specific Pacific clinic day, we are also facilitating appointments for those families that can't make these dates. So put them through the general registration and support them that way. The Pacific day is divided into four cohorts of families. So on Wednesday, we already fully booked with 160 Pacific people that will be turning up for 2.5 hours. The whole team will be there to support them. There will also be families being transported from their home and will be taken back. There's a whole lot of ways that we're doing to ensure that they enjoy the experience so that they can come back for the second. Remember that this is quite a difficult vaccination, because there are two jabs that you should have. So what we're doing is to ensure that the same 160 that will be given their first vaccine on Wednesday will also come back 3 weeks after, all of them, not just half of them, but all of them must come back for that second jab. And that's why it's important to give people that very positive experience and give them the confidence to come back for that second jab.
Now, some people, I imagine, are feeling safe because there is no community transmission in New Zealand, and so they probably think they don't need to get vaccinated. But we just have to look at Taiwan, where there was no community transmission previously, but it is now coming back. What is your advice to those who are sitting on the fence, as you put it earlier?
We keep appealing to Pacific families about protecting their children, the ones that can't be vaccinated. And if we achieve what's called a herd immunity by reaching 80 to 85% vaccinated population, that's the protection that we give to our young people that are not able to be vaccinated. So we approach it from a family, from our ainga, to ensure that a lot of our young people will be vulnerable. If you think that you're safe because there isn't a sort of a spread at the moment in New Zealand, I would encourage you to think again, because as you can see from across the world, countries that thought they're safe are now in their third under attack in terms of the virus. So let's not rest on our laurels just to think that we are safe. We are not. We are not safe. As you heard this morning, that there's a level, that there's a virus being detected in our waste water in Wellington. So we can never be safe unless we achieve that herd immunity. But the most important people that we should be thinking of is our young people that cannot be vaccinated.
Yes, speaking of the age that you can get vaccinated, for our listeners who are out there, it sounds like the 160 people that you have on Wednesday have already been confirmed and you're booked out. How can they find out where they are on the priority list? Someone sitting there thinking, I want to get vaccinated, but I haven't been called yet. When is someone going to call me? What's your advice for those people?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is why we have taken a more proactive role. Our people tend to sort of wait, and before long, we get left behind. So what we've done is to ensure that make contact with all these people and offer a vaccination and say, we can book you in. If you agree for us to do that. We've also given out our phone number. We are working with general practices in the area to say, encourage your patients or give us their contact so that we can contact them, those that are eligible, which is the 55 plus, and any member of their household living with the 55 plus. So we are being proactive in contacting our people, but we also encourage people to do that. We want Pacific families to get hold of, there is a national booking center that has been established, but we have been told that there's quite a long wait on the phone to actually get through. So the easiest way is to contact us, because we are a partner in the vaccination campaign for the Hutt Valley, and we've opened it up to those in Wellington as well, because there isn't one established yet in the Wellington area. So we've actually we are saying to our community in both Wellington and the Hutt, give us a call. We will facilitate that. We will make sure that you are booked. If it's not in a general booking role, we will definitely be including you in one of our Pacific specific clinic day. But we must be contacted, given the information of your name, your address, your date of birth, because we have to obtain your NHI number to enable that appointment to be confirmed.
Now, finally, for those who would like to get contact with the Pacific Health Service, how can they go about doing that, please?
They can contact us on our landline, which is 04-577-0394. If they contact that number, all they need to do is give us those informations, your name, your date of birth, address, and a contact phone number. Then we will make the booking and get back to confirm what day and what time.
CEO of Pacific Health Service in the Hutt Valley, Lawafiong Ananai Mua'au, thank you so much for your time and for the work that you do for our community.
Thank you, Etefaftetele Lava Mola Manoa, Manwea Neyaso.
Manwea Fo'i.